Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914. Page 1246. Visible translated text is as follows. 204 meant we all went back upstairs and Mr. Darley and myself got some cords and some nails and a hammer and went down the basement again to lock up the back door so that we could seal the door from the back and nobody would enter. After returning upstairs, Mr. Darley and myself accompanied Chief Lanford on a tour of inspection through the three upper floors of the factory, to the second floor, to the third floor, and to the fourth floor. We looked into each bin and each partition and each dressing room and each workroom, and even passed through the metal room and looked into that very dressing room that has figured so prominently in this trial. And neither Mr. Darley nor myself noticed anything peculiar on that floor. Nor did Sergeant Lanford, Chief of the Atlanta Detectives, notice anything peculiar. We then returned to the front and took out of the clock the slip on which Newt Lee had punched the evening previous. And the clock slip, of course, was dated April 28th. Defendant's Exhibit 1. I removed the clock slip from the clock, and in the center of the sheet, between the top and bottom, I remember the number 133 and the number 134. I wrote on it, taken out 8.26 a.m. Defendant's Exhibit 1. And two lines under it, with a casual look at that slip, you can't see it. I can see it. When looking casually at that slip, Defendant's Exhibit 1, you see nothing. And by the way, this sheet has been identified. It is the one to which reference has been made so many times, and if you will look at it, you will see the date, April 28th, which we put on there on the evening of Saturday, April 26th. But if you will look opposite those numbers 133 and 134, Defendant's Exhibit 1, and look very carefully, you can see where there has been erased from it what I put on there that morning in pencil to identify it. The words, taken out 826, and two lines which it seems has been erased. But they couldn't erase it carefully enough. They even erased some of the printed line which runs across that sheet. And that is the sheet that I took out on Sunday morning and looked at the clock to notice what time it was. And I laid it up against the dial of the clock, the glass face of the clock, and wrote down there the time which the clock then registered. I told them the sheet was just like you see it there, and I brought it to the office and Chief Lanford put it in his pocket. I then went into the office and got another time slip and dated it April 28th, similar to this one which was taken out, and which one it would replace. And I put it back into the time clock to be used by the night watchman that night and by the help when they came to work on Monday morning. After taking the slip out, Mr. Darley and myself casually looked over the slip to see if there were any errors, and we noticed over there that no successive numbers had been skipped. That is, the numbers on that slip are arranged successively, 1, 2, and 3, and the time alongside of each one, and there was no single line skipped. But we didn't notice the actual time shown by the punch. We only noticed that the successive punches were made at the time which the punches themselves showed. After putting a new